WTAM 1100. They will have a potpourri of topics, including Al Franken.
In the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate. Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently. I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
Franken says, yeah, I know you're pushing me out, but look at these other guys. Let's talk about this and some more. Sharon Reed joins me this morning on News Radio WTAM 1100. He tried to hold on, but they're politically, there's just no way for him to do that, right?
Right. The pressure had just gotten too much. You know, you had those dozens of, especially the Senate women coming forward. And also, I think that keeping in mind that they're looking to kind of have a clean slate should Roy Moore next Tuesday become the next senator out of Alabama. So I think that's hanging over everyone as well. And you know, it was just a few hours later. I mean, this has been some week on Capitol Hill. You had an Arizona congressman, Trent Franks, who announced his plans to resign as well over some sexual misconduct allegations. And so who knows? And there are a lot of rumors that there could be a lot more names being tossed about sexual misconduct.
Franken's seat will stay on the Democrats' side since there's a Democratic governor of Minnesota for now, at least, and then a special election,
right.
I guess. Yeah.
Right. They're going to have a special election in November 2018. Meantime, the governor has said that he will have a name soon. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of reporting that he's going to name Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith, who would be more or less a caretaker, wouldn't run for the actual election. And then there could be a lot of pressure because a lot of Republicans are hoping for a good, strong candidate to put up against whoever would run on the Democratic side there in Minnesota. So that could be a seat in play.
All right. Let me get you out here on the business of the nation. Government keeps running for a couple weeks. Is that right?
Two more weeks, as we thought. They did pass that short-term spending bill that gets it to December 22nd. However, there are still a lot of differences, especially when it comes to immigration and dealing with the undocumented immigrants, the DACA, the Dreamers. And so that'll be discussed in the next couple of weeks. You know, the president did have his meeting with the Democratic leaders as well as the Republican leaders yesterday. He described it, they're all well-unified and well-knit-together group of people, he called them, but there's still a lot of differences before they can actually come up with a two-year spending plan.
All right, Sharon Reed on some of the news of the morning. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Fox's Chris Wallace joins me on WTAM 1100. Before we look ahead, if you didn't watch it last Sunday, look it up. Fascinating show for an hour. The big plane was behind you. Good stuff out at the Reagan Library. I really enjoyed that.
Well, thank you. It was such a trip down memory lane for me because, of course, I covered Ronald Reagan for 6 years in his presidency. That the plane you're talking about was Air Force One that took him more than a half million miles around the world. I will say it was a little bit of an indication of the passage of time. I took my wife on the plane and walked through it, and I remember it as being just incredibly state-of-the-art and glamorous. And the thing looks like a relic now. I mean, you know, it is probably
sure.
40 years old. And
right.
I turned to my wife, Lorraine, and I said, honey, am I a relic? Cause...
No. You look younger now than then. And I want to bring up, Chris had a fascinating interview with George Shultz, who was there in front of so much history. And you put an interesting question to him about North Korea. We negotiated. We lived with the Soviets for so long. We had thousands of missiles pointed at each other. North Korea can't quite come up with one, yet the whole world, at least we, are so concerned about them.
Yeah, and I guess it is a good question because we had the policy of mutual assured destruction, the idea they wouldn't strike us because if they did, they knew that we would strike them. The difference, at least according to policymakers, is that Kim Jong-un is a madman and are, you know, in a hermit kingdom cut off from the rest of the world. And not to say that they trusted the Soviets, but they thought they were more rational players than they think Kim is. I'll tell you, though, it is conceivable to me we're going to have to live with a nuclear North Korea. I mean, of course, they already have nuclear
sure.
bombs. They're not able to put them yet on long-range missiles.
Right.
But I wonder in the end whether we won't just live with them as opposed to starting a preemptive war that would kill hundreds of thousands of people.
Chris, let me get you out of here on a historic week with Jerusalem. You've covered many presidents who have all tried this Middle East peace. Who knows how this will play out? But let's face it, no other president did this way in saying, okay, finally, we will say, yes, it is Jerusalem. Our embassy will be there for business.
Yeah, I mean, the answer is we don't know how it's going to play out. You know, some could argue at least you got to give the president high marks for keeping his promise. A lot of other presidents said they were going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. They'd get into office. They wouldn't do it. This president kept his promise. But I think you have to see what it is going to do in terms of blowback in the Middle East, what it's going to do in terms of the peace process, although, frankly, there isn't much of one now. So I think you got to give the president an incomplete here, and let's just wait and see whether it works or it doesn't work.
A lot going on, a lot to cover come Sunday morning on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.